CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg. Fund Drive 2026. Make your pledge now. Call 204-774-6877. Operators are standing by to take your call or pledge online securely at funddrive.ckuw.ca.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Archives of your favorite local programming are available online at ckuw.ca/schedule.
Five, four, three, two, one. Welcome, get ready to enter a brand new world of energizing beats, captivating melodies, and massive bass lines. Home of Winnipeg's best trance and progressive electronic radio show. This is Tranceland. What's up, Winnipeg? You're listening to a brand new episode of Tranceland, and in the background, we've got some Christmas music playing. Again, this is your home for the latest in trance and progressive. Today, we're in episode 128. We're going to talk about some exciting stuff. Last week, I was planning on discussing what the current evolution of EDM is headed in, and there's some concerns about it, which I personally feel like is relevant to the discussion we're going to be having today. In regards to the top 50, which, you know, I was looking at last year's top 50, and this year is like, there's not a lot of originality. You'll notice in, you know, I guess the last few months, there hasn't been as many, you know, high quality tracks being made. But that's your opinion. I mean, you know, if you guys have suggestions or, you know, thoughts on the direction that EDM's headed in, I'd love to hear from you guys. Anyways, we'll also talk about our top 50 celebrations as well as the Yamrix, which I'm planning on airing two of them. Not only mine, but Armin van Buuren's year mix. And apparently, Bon Jovi is going to be on his CD, so that's exciting. Also have some information a bit later on how you can help out to our top 50 countdown, as well have some funny stories. I apparently found out some fun stuff with AI this weekend, and I don't know if you know, but there's some hyper-realistic stuff going on. I'm not going to give any spoilers, but, you know, this is going to try to keep you on your toes, because it's going to be an exciting episode, and hopefully this will encourage you to tune in and listen a bit later on in our show. If you want to find out our website, you can head to our. If you want to head to our, to our website, you can access that information on CKW's website on Tranceland. Their page for information about the show, and there's a link to it there. If you don't want to do that, if you're too lazy, just type in TRANCELAND or Tranceland radio.blogspot.com, and you'll have access to our Discord server, our Instagram, our Facebook, and our YouTube page. As well, if you want to reach out to me, I've got a growing community on Discord. We've got about almost 10 people now, so that's a huge congratulations. And by the way, if you're wondering why I'm playing Christmas music in the background, just to warm you up for the Christmas season, because Christmas is around the corner. All right, so tracks today, I forgot. Jeez, I can't believe I forgot to list the tracks. We got a new one from Deadmau5. We've got a whole bunch of ones from Glenn Morrison, Helvetic Nerds from early in the year. A couple of tracks I grabbed from Armin van Buuren's episodes earlier in the year that I missed. Some incredible stuff, actually. Got a new one from Ferry Corsten. He remixed the single Catch from Cochine. We also have Jennifer Reen, Darren Porter, and I did an incredible mashup at the end of today's set. We also have a couple of sweet ones from Johan Guilin. Airscape's new album Etherflow. All right, let's get the show on the road, and we're going to start off with some chiller stuff, as I always like to, you know, do that. So about these little fun facts.
isn't what I wanted. Keep moving on. And don't you ever look back. We'll be right back.
And if you're wondering what tracks you just heard, some pretty awesome new releases. And Glenn Morrison, by the way, he's from Canada. This guy's been producing stuff since 2007. I remember his song, Blue Skies with Linda. It was released in 07. I'm going to have to research more about him because I really like how melodic and kind of upbeat his stuff is. I know that I played a few of his other tracks earlier in this year. The track that was the last one I promised from Glenn Morrison and Cape. We also played Strobe from Deadmau5 and Moik and Friends Retake. We also played that song Never Look Back from Johan Guilin and Airscape, his Etherflow album. Check it out, it's on Spotify. Right now, here is Rose from Me Salome on Armada Music with David Lewis and Armin van Buuren. They basically took over that label in 2003.
Visit the Transland page on CKUW's website or head to translandradio.blogspot.com. Transland page on CK.
Those of you who are just tuning into our show, you're listening to Translot episode 128. And for those of you who have been listening to our show for quite a while, we've got some awesome tunes still on our way. You just heard Persistence from Helvetic Nerds on Enormous Tunes label. It was released in July, but I missed out on that one. We also played Better Days from Vintage and Morelli. We also played Rose from Misa Loam, both on Enormous Tunes, Armada Music and Magic Music. Coming up, we've got a remix of that Good Boys track from Deya, Alibi Remix. It's actually good, because I just noticed that it was actually just released on Spinning Records, so I guess they've got a remix for that. Papa's track coming up, we got Ferry Corson and Matt Fax. And we've got that song, When the Sun, Alexander Popov, was released back originally in 2011, 2012. Got a remix from York, and we've got another one coming up from Hardwell. Some awesome tunes, and I will probably come in and interject probably around 35 minutes or so. We'll talk a little bit about... apparently, I just read an article about EDM, and it seems to be that there is a lot of concerns that Armin is raising. So I guess when Armin says something, everyone should listen. And maybe those of you might resonate with you, what you've seen in the EDM scene. If you also like what you're hearing, you want to send your thoughts, I'd love to hear from you guys. Maybe even if you want to come in as a studio guest, I'm fine with that. You can send me an email to djmikewinnipeg@yahoo.com. Love to hear from you guys. We also have a social Discord server where you can chat along with us. Look forward to hearing from all, and let's get started with that track, Good Boys, from Alibi. I'm
This is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. We'll be right back.
What's up, Winnipeg? Hello, and you're listening to Transland, your home for the latest and best in trance and progressive. Stellar music coming up from Alex Sonata and the Rio. I just played Love to Give. That was released earlier this year. And I also played that song, Good Boys Hideaway, from Daya and Alibi. I also played Your Mind from Adam Bayer, Bart Skills, and Masano. It was played on ASOT this past week with a Blueprint from Fairy Course and Matt Fax. Now, I thought I'd do something interesting. Normally, I don't normally do this, but I hear a lot of other radio hosts on CKW talking about, you know, the artists, what they're kind of like seen as like, or what they do for a living, or how, you know, they started. Well, I thought I'd do Matt Fax, because that track that I just played, I don't know if you guys ever watched the show Stranger Things, but I've been kind of watching it lately, even though it's kind of like dark, eerie, depressing. There's some really interesting stuff in that show. And I thought, you know what, that song really put off that like 1980s retroistic vibes, retro vibes. There's a lot of that in the show. I think the nostalgia hits. Anyways, Matt Fax, the guy, he's a French electronic music and record producer. He started his career in 2009. He encountered early success with support from renowned DJs and artists around the world, such as Depeche Mode, Armin van Buuren, Above and Beyond, Gareth Emery. Throughout his career, he has produced numerous tracks and remixes. His music is a blend of progressive house, trance, and techno. David was introduced to music at an early age, mostly to rock music bands like Queen, Scorpions, AC/DC, and French artists. Shout out to my dad, he likes a lot of classic rocks. I grew up with it and listened to a lot of it, so I know it's very popular. His passion for electronic music came later by discovering Tiësto, which led him to wanting to be a DJ, and Joseph Garand, which introduced him to music production. He also been introduced to hardcore music by his brother. He started producing and releasing his first tracks at age 13 under the alias David R, and initial support from Lauren Gartner, playing his track Techno Color in a couple of his sets. He changed his name to Mike Duez a few days later when he shifted to Techno, Electro House, and Progressive House. He had numerous releases on smaller independent record labels until he was able to release a remix for Mogwai on Deadmau5's label Trap on November 7th of 2011. He changed his current name to current synonym Matt Fax. Oh, I didn't know that. So he's come back in recent years. He's got a couple of albums I just wanted to look up. He's got Contrast and Progressions. He's also got extended play albums. Anyways, so in terms of the electronic music scene right now, I'm really concerned. I'm probably not going to talk about this for another 20 minutes. I still have tons of tracks. This is, you know, this is who I am as a person. Love on-air personality, lots of energy. And, you know, I love talking about these artists because it's, you know, these are the guys that started a lot of the electronic scene. If you look back at 1999, you know, Creamfields, or if you look at the Berlin Love Parade, was huge in 99. I remember seeing some videos online of it. Streets and like blocks and blocks and blocks of streets were packed with people. And now, you know, my generation is just rediscovering this music. Tiësto is actually, you know, I talked about this last week. Tiësto has come back to trance music. He's releasing his new album under his trance alias, I think. And he's got his old logo again that he used at Inner City in 99 in Amsterdam. So some really sweet stuff. And I'll be back a bit later on to talk about the EDM scene. Just kind of make things spicy and interesting for y'all this week. And would love it if you guys could contribute to our top 50 celebrations. We're doing a top 50 celebration at the end of the year. We need your help. I've actually narrowed down the tracks from 1,000 to 400. So, you know, if you have some time, check out the playlist. I'll post it on our website for you to access. And if you can pick your top 10, top 20, top 30, it doesn't matter to me. Send that to me and we can air that for our top 50. Also, I'm working on creating a year mix out of all the songs that I've picked from that. I'm going to have to still narrow down 400, 200 or less. It's going to be a lot of work. And Armin van Buuren is also releasing his year mix on December 26th. I'm planning on airing that sometime. I'm actually the top 50, likely the 22nd or 23rd. And the following week, which is the 30th, and then the 6th, and then the 13th of January, Armin's ear mixes, and then 20th and 27th, likely mine. I got to work on it for over a month. I know I'm crazy. But look forward to contributing to awesome EDM. And I'm actually connecting the local scene. In the end of December, I'm playing an event at the Darling Bar, so you'll see me there. All right, let's get some started on some awesome more music. We've got lots on the way. Let's get started, folks. And it's cost on this town. We'll be right back. So we'll have a little bit of I'm planning on your... sorry. You're listening to Translit episode 128 with your host, DJ Atmosphere. Yeah, I'm planning on talking a little bit about the EDM scene, probably around 125 minutes, about 5 minutes before 10:30. So if you want to tune in, we're just going to go straight into a mix here. You just heard Starlight December from York and Jess, and When the Sun from Alexander Popov and York. Coming up, we've got the remix of Catch from Fred Corsten. He did a remix of that Koshin original track, came out in 1999. We've got Roman Messer, Jennifer Reen, Cold Blue, Chris Metcalf. We've also got Marco McNeil and NS King, and we got Drift Moon. Here is a new one from Drift Moon. War of the Valkyrie, he's got a new album. It seems these artists are releasing albums nonstop this year. I'd say that this year has been probably the best in terms of getting trance albums. I've been having a hard time keeping up with them all. And we'll have a list of all the best albums at the end of the year. I think CKW Presents does a list of all the best albums. So I'll have some of those on the list. Here is that single Drift Moon, as I was mentioning.
Tune of the Week.
In the mix with Mikey McGee. This is Transland on CKUW 95.9 FM.
For the most melodic tunes around, always bringing you the best in trance and progressive, featuring tracks exclusively from Beatport and 1001tracklists.com. This is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. TL, LOL, just kidding.
Thank you.
man, an absolutely stunning remix that Ferry Corsten did of Catch from Koshin, 1999. It was released. Got more on the way. You also heard that song Rush Hour from Marco McNeil. I blended in with Catch. You also heard Side Quest from NS King and Ren Fei on Ascent Recordings. And you also heard Who Loves You from Mark Sherry and Chris Gaiuzzi. That's Sirius 1996. I don't know. Very, very cool retro stuff playing this week. And we got more along the way in Mega Mashup. I found out how to blend three trance songs together, and it actually works. It's going to be probably a little bit overstimulating for the average listener, but it's mind-blowing stuff. And we've also got a little hard techno track coming in a minute from Dirty Signal when we all move. I've got 27 tracks in this week and fitting in pretty quick. Oh, geez, the music stopped. Well, time to get going again. Here is that song, Falling Deeply, with Ronski Speed and Tele2 XLC. Tele2 XLC is one of those OGs in the trance scene with Tiesto, but he's good. Enjoy, guys. You're listening to Transland, episode 128, with your host, DJ Atmosphere, for CKW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
This this is the Dark Side Melody of the Week.
For those of you who are listening, you're listening to Transland. I love this show. You're about to hear some absolutely incredible electronic music. Three trance songs running over top of each other: Radiate, Running Man, and Moana Unconscious Theme 2026. Darren Porter, Chris Metcalf, Running Man, and Darren Porter, Moana Unconscious Theme 2026. We're gonna stand off on incredibly incredible like high note here. We'll be right back. All right, so you just heard my attempted mashup of Running Man from Chris Matt Cafe, Moana, and Darren Porter, Unconscious, theme 2026, and Shadows from Ditto. I'm going to try and do this again next week. I've got to perfect this a little bit. So if you have thoughts, let me know how well I did with this. You know what? A DJ work in progress every week is, it's something that I try to experiment with. New sounds and the fact that I was able to instrument, put two trance songs together, just mind-blowing at the moment. I'm going to see if I can do this mashup again next week. I'll perfect it over the weekend, so you hear my finished version. I hope you guys enjoyed it so far. Here is Castles in the Sky from Ben Nicky and Dr. Funk and Vahaj. We'll have a little discussion about EDM music and some funny AI stuff, which I'd like to... Actually, AI is taking off these days. Awesome day for trance music, and every week this is something that I kind of compile, create new music, get new music tracks, get new tracks that are out, and you can check this track list. Will be available on our website at the end of today's episode. We played Ditto, Shadows, Tele 2 XLC remix. So played Castles in the Sky, Ben Nicky and Fahaj, Darren Porter, Moana, Unconscious 2026, Running Man, Chris Metcalfe, Radiate, Cold Blue, We All Move from Dirty Signal, and Falling Deeply from Ronski Speed and Tele 2 XLC. And the information is on our website. We also want you to contribute to our top 50 celebrations. So if you head on over to our website, you can vote for your top favorite tracks. I want to read something. this is going to contribute to a top 50 celebration at the end of the year, and we'll also have this aired at 22nd or 23rd of December. So I promised to read this. EDM is slowly dying. Armin van Buuren drops bombshell and it stuns the entire world. And a revelation has sent shockwaves to the global dance music scene. Legendary Dutch DJ and producer Armin van Buuren has uttered the words, "EDM is slowly dying." Made a recent announcement on the evolving state of electronic music has sparked intense debate among DJs, producers, and fans worldwide. Armin's legacy in EDM. Armin, not just another DJ, but a pillar of electronic music. He's reached millions every week through his State of Trance. During the interview, Armin didn't simply throw a dramatic one-liner, but he elaborated thoughtfully, even painfully, on the state of the industry. He described the soul of EDM as been overshadowed by commercial trends, algorithmic streaming demands, and endless reviews for viral drops. Music has become more about the moment and less about the message, he said, emphasizing how today's electronic scene prioritizes instant gratification over artistic evolution. Armin himself said the world has become EDM saturated with copycat sounds, a loop of recycled drops, predictable builds, and shallow festival hits. The genre that once united millions under euphoric lights has lost its spiritual pulse. He said the last ten years or so dominated names like Avicii, Swedish House Mafia, Calvin Harris, David Guetta has cooled. Main stage sounds that have been replaced by house subgenres, techno resurges in style, melodic hybrid style. Sorry for my missing my words here. Streaming platforms now favor shorter TikTok-friendly cuts instead of six-minute anthems. In other words, the landscape has shifted drastically, and perhaps the most powerful part of Armin's statement wasn't about the death, it was about his loss. He admitted that while EDM still has massive stages and millions of followers, he said when he started, he felt everything felt new, emotional, full of purpose. Now it sometimes feels mechanical or reflected. He didn't blame the new generation of DJs, but rather commercial machinery that pushes them to produce fast, trendy, disposable hits instead of timeless tracks. I'll post this on our website. Again, I think that he suggested that EDM is at a phase where, you know, it could be taken over by AI. He also thinks that there could be a rebirth, one that returns to artistry, emotion, and diversity. Praised the rise of melodic techno, organic house, and AI-assisted creative production. Maybe the EDM needs to die so it can live again stronger and more meaningful. That's the one that I'll share with you guys on our website. You can check out our article posted on TranslandRadio.blogspot.com. We're going to end off tonight with no classic. I think I played a lot of classic-sounding stuff tonight. And, you know, we're going to make room for some awesome tunes next week. I'm going to throw in some more classics. I'm pretty much caught up on all the tunes from this year. If you're looking for, you know, a classic song to look for, I'd pull up Ferry Corsten's System F. Also, another one that I really like is Gareth Emery, Concrete Angel from 2012. That was the tune of the year that year, too. All right, I look forward to seeing you guys next week, and look forward to seeing what EDM brings us all. Alrighty, till next week, guys. Here is Guriana from Mark Marburg. Short 1 minute little clip, I guess.